We'll get started. Call the meeting to order.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. I'm not prepared. Jay prepared me, but I'm still not prepared. I apologize.
That's it. You're in charge, Ronnie. Go.
Okay. Minute and a half. I'm mad at him. He beat my records. But anyway.
And Hector was here.
I facilitated a motion to approve the minutes of August 8th.
I'll move it.
Second. Additions, deletions, corrections? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. I asked Charlie to come in. He served as the fire coordinator for the county for 14 years, I believe. Yes, 14 years?
21.
Oh, okay.
And 37 all told.
Oh, okay. And
you know, if you add those numbers together, you're right.
And I know, you know, I saw him often as with the First Aid Squad in Ellenville when we would attend fire scenes and even bad accidents and like that. You know, just as a fire coordinator, it wasn't always just about fire. It was about coordinating. And up until recent years when we got an EMS coordinator, you know, Charlie always showed up. He was always on the scene, always there to help, not only help, but knowledge, coordination, and kind of long before they trained us for a lot of that stuff. So anybody coming in with some knowledge, and as anybody that's been a first responder knows, when the brown stuff's hitting the fan, you need good leadership. Otherwise, just everybody gets sprayed with brown stuff. And I can honestly say that Charlie always did that. And he continues to serve for years with Kerhonkson Fire, and well-respected. And I was lucky enough to work with him in the jail. And he carried that same respect, same knowledge, and same ability to lead in the jail. In fact, the last several years, he was the training lieutenant for the region,
You talked with me.
Yes. So, you know, a man like that, when they kind of fade a little bit into retirement, but not a lot into retirement, is sadly missed, and it leaves a gap that is not easy to fill. And I wanted to make sure that we, as the Law Enforcement Committee, did recognize Charlie for, you know, what he's given to the county, what he's given to his community. It's not taken lightly that you have gone, but it's also good because now he's going to Myrtle Beach and he's playing golf and he's doing all this stuff that, you know, I'm feeling not completely really bad for the guy, okay? But that being said, I got a little something for you. A couple tickets, you go to the Shadowland, take a night out. Also, there's a gift certificate in there for Gabby's.
Close to home?
Yeah. I want you to just enjoy.
Thank you.
Not completely tired.
Okay.
I want to say thank you from all of us.
I appreciate that. And I can say that through the years, from 1980 on, when this was the oversight committee that the fire coordinator's office reported to, okay, which still, when I took over in 96, we were still solvent with your committee, and I have to thank you folks. Some of you were on it, I think, maybe.
I'm only 10 years in this.
You're only 10, okay. Well, anyhow, I just want to take the opportunity to thank this committee, okay, for all their support through the years, and it's been a good ride, and yes, I do miss it, but like you said, I'm still serving my community, and I'm always there if there's any questions. So, again, thank you. Okay. And maybe I will stop in and have coffee with you one day. I can't get in there no more, so
will I see you Saturday?
We'll let you in.
Okay.
You'll let me in? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks again, folks.
Okay. Congratulations.
Okay. Thanks again.
DJ,
okay. Thank you.
Can I go out this way?
No.
They
you get shot.
Yeah, exactly.
And
high security.
And Steve's working tonight, and he can't shoot, so you just had a lot of bullet holes. And,
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy your
Appreciate
time.
It.
Take care.
See you out there.
By the way, how is that legal?
It's not, but that's another topic.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Resolution 350, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount above $50,000 entered in by the county, Black Creek Integrated Systems Corp., Ulster County Sheriff. Motion.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion, if anything?
Just to make sure I just understand. So how many, this is amendment... Six? Was that for me?
No, for me. Excuse me.
Hello?
So this is Amendment 6? I mean, how long have we been extending this out?
Oh, okay. Can I call you back in a couple of minutes? I'm right in the middle of a meeting. Or I call you tomorrow. I just want to have a go ahead with
I'm just saying, like, basically, at what point does it get, like, rebid out?
They're always updating, fixing this line.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you.
Okay. No, it's a Black Creek computer system in there, so there's always updates and
so you're saying that there's really no time that this comes to a conclusion?
No, because it's like a
I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, Black Creek originally went in there and put in all our security cameras and everything. And as you know, so software needs to get updated, cameras need to get updated.
All right.
You know, keep up with the times.
But do we actually put that contract out to bid, and at what point periodically do we do that? That's all I'm asking.
Just because I
just see number 6, that's why I'm like, okay, we've been rolling forward with this for a while now, so what's going on? So.
I can't answer that question.
Okay.
If we put it out to bid, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a maintenance agreement.
For tonight, Mr. Chair, I'm not going to hold it up or anything like that, but I just want to just know whether or not, you know, what we're doing here.
Yeah, I'm sure this will go ways and means, so maybe we can get
I'll make sure we're prepared in ways and means.
Good enough.
Okay. Cool. Anything else? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Okay. 356, amending 2017 Ulster County budget, appropriate forfeiture revenue of purchase of a K-9 unit, Ulster County urgent.
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion or questions for...
What breed of dog is it going to be?
It's a lab. You have it.
Oh, really?
Nice. Beautiful.
Look how excited TJ just got.
Oh, man. I just...
That's the most I've seen. I'm excited to see you in 2 years.
Oh, so cool. Okay, all right. As I digress. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Agreement with Onteora School for an SRO. Move it 357. Second. Okay. Questions? This covers all the tax license and registration for the SRO. Because that's always the question. All in favor?
I'll just hear it in the caucus.
Aye.
Okay. Now round out school for 2.
Move
Deputy
it.
Sheriff. Second.
Second.
Same thing. Tax license registration. They cover it. Covered all. And okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Ulster County Legislature agreement with Ulster BOCES, provided Deputy Sheriff SRO also.
There's a chain of command.
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Got a lot of SROs going around here. Authorizing 360. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any amendments.
I'll move it.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Okay. Discussions? Any questions?
All right, hold on. I was just looking for. I wouldn't just do that.
I have this. Thank you, Jane. Mm-hmm. Jane, we some makes me look. I want to miss you. You know, when I'm gone to greener pastures and. Well, anyway, I digress.
And you can walk. And you can walk.
Yeah,
you can walk
to the job.
You can walk to the job.
This is from Steve Peterson. I'm unable to attend the meeting tonight. The resolution we have before committee regarding the SHSP for fiscal year 17 grant funding. These funds will be used to continue the public health preparedness program, cybersecurity, and also interoperative communications.
It's so, Peterson. I got to go for it.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 361, legislature, 2 contracts, New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for alternatives to incarceration programs, public Department of Probation, and public defender. Motion?
Move it.
Second.
Okay. Any questions? We have the probation is here well represented. No? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
Let's see. We have the sheriff's report attached. Numbers are doing okay. You know, we're
we'll hit all our...
Good night.
Thanks, well.
Okay.
Including the telephone line.
Great.
Well, let's...
So we're on target with all that?
Yep, we actually made the target for boardings, and we'll make our target for revenue on the telephone.
Great.
Well, there was a question in the beginning, but the tablets are a real success.
Great.
And so, board is, we still do pretty good. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go.
I'm just making a general comment.
Yeah, we were doing 13 for quite a while. We're down to 7 now.
Okay.
Dutchess County pulled back. But we're going to we're beat our revenue already on that.
Well, but...
Yeah, go.
There's a check. Well, you know, I'm going to wait for you. So...
After 10 years, you started looking at me.
Oh, you're right. That you actually know I always wait for you to call me. Schmuck. So my question becomes, though, the long term, right? You know, I mean, so we've got how many from Dutchess right now?
7, right?
Yeah, so...
We've had 13 for the last few months.
I know, but remember, this is all predating now going back even 2 years where, you know, we were sort of... Not living high off the hog, but that where we had a good number of board-ins from them, and now clearly that reality has been changing for quite some time. And I've been sort of, even from last year when I was being the nudge and saying, what's our plan or what, you know, how are we going to handle this kind of going forward? It's still sort of out there. Right now, it rebounded this past year, which has been good, right? But it just means what's going to happen for next year.
Now, we've been working on, you know, the feds, but, you know, we can't make them give us ICE or any of the other federal agencies to get mail.
Right.
They're going to Orange County. You know, Orange County has over 100 beds because they're right near the airport there.
Right.
Yep.
So they do the what's cost
and Rensselaer, Albany, they have a bunch because they're right near that airport. So.
Now, any other county jails send in, or just mostly Dutchess?
Sullivan County's building a new jail, but all their guys are going to... Orange, because it's a lot closer.
Right there. I mean, that's easy to get on 17.
You know, Green's got to build one, but, you know, they got a handful of inmates.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not going to balance the books. I mean, we get back to...
Now, since...
You have a half-empty jail.
Right.
Since President Trump, all these extra illegal immigrants, I'm sure he's housing more of them.
Well, we've been talking with ICE. We offered ICE a pod,
right, or
at least a dorm, so
right, we'll
wait and see what happens with that.
Because I remember a few years back with the old jail, there was some heavy talk that they might want to use that old jail top to bottom almost, and then all of a sudden everything fell through, didn't hear anything more about it, you know? But the federal government is the federal government, and they're going to do what they want to do.
Sure, but it just gets back to what we're going to basically do to go and respond to the fact that
we're
going to have
to do something.
Yeah, because we're just going to go through the same thing that we went through last year.
When does the jail get paid off?
And I didn't vote for it, and neither did a whole
not
bunch
anybody
of
here.
Not anybody here. Not anybody here. Shouldn't have built it in the first place, but, you know, it is what it is. Sadly, that's the reality that we face, right? Is that it's done already, and it's been budgeted, and it is what it is, but it's just, it comes back down to, I mean, should we be looking at doing something different with that jail? I don't know.
What jail?
What jail?
Well, I don't understand what you're talking about when you say doing something different.
Well, I mean, I don't know what our options are. Meaning, you know, can we, because part of it's, I mean, look, it's already built out space. I can't imagine we can ever get in there to go and basically remove cells or remove, you know, I mean, I don't know.
An empty cell doesn't cost you anything other than you have to staff the way you have to staff.
Well, no, and therein lies a different problem. So even when, for example, we were down last year, we still had overtime in the corrections division, right? And which was sort of like, what the hell's going on here? Because you have to staff at a certain level almost regardless of your prison count, right? Of your head count. So, you know, I mean, like, this is...
Because if you have one female, you have to staff that, or if you have two whatever.
Unfortunately, according to the commissioners, you know, don't matter how many people we have in there, you got to have the same amount of COs there.
Right.
Which is
stupid.
Well, and therein lies a different problem. But, you know, but this is why it's like at a certain point, you know.
I think the county's going to have a bigger issue when it comes to housing 16, 17-year-olds that we can no longer house once that law kicks in.
Yep.
That's going to be a big issue.
So, my question is, these board-ins that we've been doing since the new jail, they're that vital to the budget that you've got to worry about if you got 7 or 16?
Well, it's just that they're only vital in terms that we budget it. We're trying to hit our revenue. And we budgeted so much for the budget.
Right,
you know,
okay.
As revenue, and we'd like to hit it.
Well, remember, every person that they don't get, we then have to go back to the levy to go and tax people for it. So that's why...
No, I understand.
So
you're right there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to...
No,
but you know what I mean.
It's found money.
Yeah, it's found money, and it's good to have if it's... Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's hard to predict what's going to happen.
Now, if we can't house 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds anymore, if that passes and everything comes to what he wants to do,
it's
already passed. Okay, so that's going to be a real effect.
Well, how many do we lose, approximately?
I don't know, a handful, but the problem for the county is going to be where you're going to put them. You got to house them. And I don't think the law makes... It just says the county's responsible, and I don't know if any money's going to be coming from Albany.
Oh, hell no. Kind of like the family court situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, you build it and you pay for it, and
we'll tell you how to do it.
We shall tell you how to do it. Yeah.
And that's the same boat.
Maybe we'll convert a pod into a
provided facility. It's
going to have to be a secure facility. It can't be like a boarding house.
I can't believe that.
They have to rec differently, and all there's a the quals on an adult facility versus juvenile facility. I mean, all you have, go over to Highland.
Right. Yeah.
Highland used to house 185 young men, if you will. Now I think they house 38.
Wow.
And they have twice the staff they had when they had 185. And you could thank their commissioner for all that, because they wanted to put everybody closer to the city where they come from and like that. And believe me, they all have ombudsmans. And the commissioner, carry on, she'll come in and she gives them her phone number. And if there's anything that happens to you you don't like, all you have to do is call.
Can you imagine? Wow.
And they can pummel some of those officers. Officer really can't do a damn thing. Guys get fired out of there left and right. Or they just leave because who the hell wants to work there? Yeah, my good friend used to be the director there.
Okay.
I serve on the community advisory board there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, twice the staff they had when they had 185, and I think they have 35 or 38 kids. Yep. So
is that where we're going to send our handful of
No, because they're already guilty.
Yeah.
So, all right, old business,
that'd
anything?
Be a good way to try it. I might get something to try.
There you go. Old business? New business?
It's more like, you know, you get lemonade.
Any kind of business?
Monkey business.
Okay. See, they're learning. See, 10 years, I'm breaking them in.
You're finally 4 months to go, and
finally got you going.
Old dogs can learn new tricks.
All right. If there's nothing else, everybody have a safe trip home. If you have family in Houston or in the Florida Irma area, God bless and good luck.
My daughter's on St. Croix. Yeah.
So I had to say all that before I asked for a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.